Welcome to the Power Is Now Radio. Your host and founder of the Power Is Now Incorporated, Eric Frazier.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Power Is Now. My name is Eric Frazier. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule this evening to join me to talk about homeownership and how to buy a home with little to no money down. I'm excited about tonight. In fact, I've been excited all day, folks. It's been an incredible day. It's a beautiful day in Southern California. A great day to talk about real estate, about homeownership. And earlier today, I had a special show at 12 o'clock for real estate professionals. And we had Timothy Johnson, who was on with us, and he talked about honor God for life. And I want to encourage you folks to check that presentation out from Timothy, in which he talked about his honor God for life clothing line and the messaging behind that. And I really appreciate him taking time out of our schedule, out of his schedule to join us today. So for those of you who are joining us for the first time tonight, this is Tuesday night. And every Tuesday night, we have a first-time homebuyer online seminar. And what I love about the seminar is that it's online and that you don't have to leave your home or do anything, right? You just have to turn on your computer and or your laptop or your iPhone or your tablet. Just turn it on and sit back, relax, take notes, and watch. And in fact, the show is recorded on Facebook, so you have the opportunity to watch it later if you can't finish the whole show, or you can watch it the next day. But more importantly, you have the ability to share it with your friends and family members. If you hear something tonight that really resonates with you and says, oh my goodness, I didn't know this. I didn't know I could do this or that. And so I love doing it. Starts at 7:30 or a little bit thereafter. You know, I try to stay on time, but that's one of my resolutions I'll be adding to my list in 2018, being on time for the Tuesday night online Facebook show. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. And for those of you who are joining us, please share this link. Please share the link. I promise you, there's going to be some great information tonight. I promise you, you're not going to be disappointed. You're not. Now, we have a special show tonight dedicated to veterans. And we're going to be talking about the VA home loan. Folks, I tell you, I had a chance to watch some television over the weekend. And I'm just so thankful to be an American. So thankful that we have men and women who are willing to sacrifice their lives for our freedom. And we ought to respect that, folks. We ought to love that. We ought to show respect to them. And I'm so glad that there is a program called the VA Home Loan that rewards veterans for their service by enabling them to buy a home with no money down. We're going to talk about all that and some more in just a few minutes. And I want to give everyone an opportunity who is joining us right now to share this link. Please share the link to your family, to your friends, to your fellow veterans if you're ever served. And then we're also going to talk about, we're going to try to make the time to talk about the Home Secure Program and the 1% Down Program. And we're going to do that at the end. Now, I do an entire show on just that program, all right? But we're going to always try to stick in a little bit about zero down and 1% down every show to whet your appetite, and hopefully you will call me. Call me. If you have any questions about anything being presented here today, call me. If you would like to get started and you just want to get a few things answered first before you get started, call me. Call me, and I will be happy to answer your questions and to give you the information you need to get started and buying a home. And you realize that you can still buy a home before the year is out. It is not too late, folks. It is not. We're in the middle of November, 45 days to this year is over. Well, tomorrow will be 45 days. And you can do it. You can do it. So don't give up hope thinking you can't buy before the end of the year. And if you don't, you know, close by December 31st, you close by the first of the year. Well, what a great way to bring in the new year with a new home, right? Give yourself a New Year's present and with a brand new home. Now, I'm going to share my screen here for a few minutes here and talk about a few things as we get the show started. The Power Is Now Mortgage Services is really the platform by which we help people buy homes. And if you want to learn more about us and check out the company, the organization, you can go to our website, thepowerisnow.com. And there you'll find everything. I mean, we do a lot of things that really empower people with information and tools and resources to help them become homeowners. And also, one more thing, if you want to start your application at any point during this presentation, go to applytobuynow.com, applytobuynow.com. And if you need some help with getting started, then please go to neverrentagain.com. At neverrentagain.com, we provide you with a one-time meeting, which we set you up on a budget, debt elimination plan, savings plan, credit restoration plan. It takes one meeting. It's comprehensive. When we're done in that one meeting, you have all the tools and resources you need to make it happen, to become a homeowner right away, or depending on your circumstances, it could be 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, but you have the plan. Now, if you need help, coaching, ongoing coaching, we have a paid program for that as well on neverrentagain.com. And then if you're a real estate professional and you would like to partner with us and you have a client that would like to talk about, that you would like us to talk to about getting into a home and looking into various programs, we have our neverleaseagain.com. Neverleaseagain.com. It's for real estate professionals only. You put in your information and your client's information. You select the program you think they might be interested in. And there's a text box to share any information they may have or you may have about them that will help us in working with them and finding the right program and just getting them started. And of course, real estate professionals, if you would like to join us, please check us out. Go to thepowersnow.com and look at careers. We need agents to help us. We really do. Think about it. You know, all that we do, we have a lot of people reaching out to us, and we need real estate professionals to join our team. So be one of us. All the details are right there on our website. And in fact, we're having a special online recruiting seminar December 27th. And this is not just for real estate professionals. If as a consumer, because tonight this show is for first-time home buyers, but you guys, if you drive an Uber or you work in a part-time job at waitressing and doing some things like that, I highly encourage you to look into real estate. It is an incredible part-time career where you can make a whole lot more money helping people to achieve the American dream and have the flexibility you need. And I guarantee if you're good at it, you'll be able to quickly turn it from a part-time gig to a full-time opportunity. So be one of us. Check us out under the career section of The Power Is Now. Now, this presentation tonight is for real estate professionals and for mortgage professionals. It's a presentation, right? And so it's not a brochure or anything like that, all right? If you want to know all the details on the programs that we're going to be talking about, you know, the interest rates, the fees, the cost, the APR, you need to get with me, all right, for more a mortgage professional, and we'll provide you a legal format by which we can break it all down to you in terms of costs, interest rates, payments, what have you. The other thing, The Power Is Now is an equal opportunity employer and lender. We do not discriminate based on anything. We love everybody. We want everyone to become homeowners and to take advantage of all the wonderful benefits that homeownership provides. Now, The Power Is Now is a mortgage brokerage licensed by the state of California, and we are a real estate company also licensed by the state of California, and we're not affiliated, though, with any federal agency. We are a for-profit organization, not affiliated with the government or any federal agencies. Our corporate office is located in downtown Riverside, 3739 6th Street, Riverside, California. And you can reach us by telephone at 800-401-8994. My extension is 703. Hit zero, and you can talk to anybody. By the way, you can also just go to our website, and we have people standing by in our chat room, and you'll see it'll pop up on the screen if you need any help or assistance. We are there for you on thepowersnow.com as well. Now, another thing, too, is that everything I'm going to talk about tonight, folks, could change tomorrow. There are restrictions and on every single program. There are guidelines. There are conditions. Everything is subject to change. Literally, the only thing you can count on in life is change. right? And so it's so important that you act with a sense of urgency and get started with home ownership. It's very, very important. And so today we're going to be talking about the VA home loan. No money down and no closing costs, folks. I'm excited about it. I spoke to a veteran today, served in the Army. He has never used his VA loan. He got out in 79, I believe, and after 6 years of service, has bought two or three other homes and has never used his VA loan, folks. And, you know, his story is unfortunately typical. The VA does not do a great job in educating their veterans about the wonderful opportunities that they have to buy a home using the VA home loan program. And so I'm going to be talking about that program as the president and CEO of the Powers Now, and also as the broker. Now, as the broker for the real estate company, my license number is 011-43484. I'm a licensed real estate broker. And as a mortgage broker for our mortgage division, I'm the broker. My license number, individual license number, is 461807. So, folks, I have to share that information with you because it's a legal requirement. And I encourage you, anytime you're working with a real estate professional or mortgage professional, to check out their license with the state of California. It's very, very important. Now, this PowerPoint presentation that I'm sharing with you tonight is available online. You'll be able to go after, actually, this is an updated version of a previous PowerPoint presentation that's there. And so it'll be updated sometime before the end of the night. And you'll be able to go through the PowerPoint presentation, you know, at your own speed and time. I'm going to be flying through it because I only have an hour, folks, to get through all this information. And again, if you have heard enough and you want to get started, just go to apartabuynow.com. Or if you would like to get some help, then go to neverrentagain.com. And if you're a real estate professional and you have someone you want me to talk to, go to neverleaseagain.com. Now, every Tuesday night, we are live on Facebook at 7 o'clock, 7:30. We're going to be moving the time up to 7 o'clock. In December or possibly January. So look out for the notification of that. And we may even be moving it up further than that. I'm not sure. But right now, the time is 7 o'clock. So 7 o'clock starting in December. 7 o'clock starting in December from 7 to 8:30 is when we'll be conducting this online seminar. As a real estate professional, if you're watching or listening, I want you to plug in. All right. So this is something we're doing for our agents and for the community. But any real estate professional can plug into this because the programs I'm talking about are universal. They are available everywhere. And we just make it our business to get the word out to everyone so that they can participate in the programs that will make homeownership easier for them, far easier than what they thought was even possible. Now, just a little bit about me. As I mentioned before, I'm the president and CEO of the Powers Now. We are, in addition to being a mortgage company and a real estate company, we're also a magazine, a radio, a TV program. We're on Blog Talk Radio. In fact, this very presentation will be rebroadcast on Blog Talk Radio. We have over a million downloads on Blog Talk Radio. Can you believe that? And it's syndicated to iTunes and TuneIn and other online platforms. And so there's millions more there as well. I'm very proud of that. We've been around since 2009 broadcasting on the radio. And then the TV is our YouTube channel, and it's also on our Facebook, on our website. And we take the video that we are producing here on Facebook Live and make it into a TV program as well. We have a magazine. I encourage you to check it out, the Powers Now magazine. All of this information, by the way, is on thepowersnow.com. And in the magazine, great information, articles about real estate, how to buy real estate, how to invest in real estate, talking about the real estate economy, economics. It's an 80-page magazine. We produce it every single month, and it is free, so please check it out. Now, in addition to being a radio station, a TV, and a magazine, we're a real estate company, and our focus as it relates to real estate is to represent buyers, but we will be representing sellers as well in the very near future. We have some special programs coming out for sellers because we need inventory. We have literally more buyers than we have houses, And we're looking for listing agents to join our team. As a mortgage company, we specialize in first-time home buyers. We can do everything, of course, but we specialize in working with people who are looking to buy their first home. So I am a mortgage banker for 35 years, folks. I've been a mortgage banker for 35 long years, real estate agent for 24, almost 25 years, a real estate broker for 15 years. And I'm the co-founder of Fraser Group Realty, which my wife is the president and CEO of Fraser Group Realty in downtown Riverside. My most proudest accomplishment, though, is being a husband and a father, a husband to an incredible woman, Ruby Lee Fraser, and we've been together for 35 years. We'll be celebrating 36 years of marriage on the 19th of December, and I'm so proud of that. We have four incredible children, three of which are involved in real estate and have their master's degrees, and we're just blessed. We live here in Riverside, California, and been here for 15 years. I'm a graduate of Redlands University. Go Bulldogs. If there's a Bulldog in the house, please chat me in the Facebook chat room, all right? I love my Bulldogs, UC, University of Redlands. I have a degree in business administration and a master's degree in finance, and I love real estate. So as a media company, we've been around since 2009. We're licensed as a real estate company, license number 1980407. That's our license number for the company, the Power is Now Real Estate Services. And our license number for the mortgage company is 1435243 for the mortgage company. And so enough of the disclaimers about our mission. We're all about helping people, empowering people, inspiring people to achieve the American dream of homeownership. And we want to provide great support for real estate professionals as well, to help everyone build wealth, to act now. You know, knowledge is power. It really is. Knowledge is power. And so that's what we're all about. That's why we use the radio, the TV, and online platform. That's why we're live on Facebook. We want to provide you the knowledge because we know that's where the power lies. And our goal, our vision, is to be a resource for real estate professionals, for consumers, a resource to help you build wealth and to achieve your family and business goals, to leave an inheritance. You know, that's what I want to do. I have two incredible grandchildren, and I want to leave them a boatload of real estate and money and cash, and so they can have the life that, you know, I didn't have when I started off, especially at their age, where they can have opportunities that weren't possible for me, especially at that age. And this is how you start, you know, generational wealth. It's up to you and me. Those of us who are 55 years old, if there's any 55-year-olds in the house, you know what I'm talking about. It's up to us to change the story, to change the narrative of our family. If no one's in our home ever owned a home or went to school, you know, it's up to us to make the difference and build wealth and to leave an inheritance and a legacy for our family. So the pathway to power and wealth is to own real estate and to do it now. Your power is now to change your life and buy real estate. It really is. No one's going to come to your rescue. You've got to do it. If it's to be, it's up to you. It's up to me to do it for ourselves. And so your power is now. It's not tomorrow. Tomorrow may change. Interest rates may go up. Inventory may get even lower. Prices may rise even higher. A change could occur in your life. You could lose your job or be laid off. You could incur some type of sickness or be injured in a car accident. I could go on and on. We have no idea what's on tomorrow. All we really have is right now and today. And so now, today, right now, is a time that you need to make a decision to stop making excuses about where you are, to start taking action instead of procrastinating, to stop chasing lower rents because you're going to lose that race one day. One day, there's a day of reckoning for everybody. One day, our income's going to stop rising and it's going to start declining. One day, when that happens, our rent, if we're renting, is going to exceed our income and we're going to be forced to move and then to move and to move again until we cannot find any place to live. Folks, this is a reality for people right now. And the only way to lock in your housing expense is to buy a home right now. Instead of being victimized by the man, the investor, who you should be, continuing to raise the rent. And they're doing so because that's what they're supposed to do. It's an investment for them. It's an asset. It's going to provide their retirement in the future. And so, yes, they're going to continue to raise the rent. It's nothing personal. It's just business. And so you got to get yourself in a position to get on that side of the game, right? That means you got to start living within your means, start financing vehicles and clothes, got to start getting serious about homeownership. And we want to provide you with the tools and the resources to do that. The pathway to power and wealth is to own real estate right now. And I know you can do it. Go to Never Rent Again and get started. Start building wealth. We will give you the resources. We will give you the help. We will hold your hand. When you go to neverrentagain.com, you'll see this video here, How to Buy a Home with FHA 203K. And that's just the beginning of the resources that we'll provide. We'll set you up on a budget. We'll set you up on a coaching program if you need that. Whatever it takes, we're a different kind of company, folks. We really are. If you go to our website and look under About Us, you'll see under the About Us section our statement of purpose. We mean business about helping people. We really do, and we need agents to join us to help us in achieving that goal and our mission for our company. There are five objectives we want to achieve. That is just giving you the knowledge. That's our wealth initiative, the knowledge you need. A commitment to financial independence, so important that you get committed. That means once you're committed, then you're convicted. And when you're convicted, you start living in a budget. You start taking responsibility for your spending. You start doing things differently. An investment in real estate, sort of investing in cars and clothes and things that don't appreciate. Prioritize investing in real property as opposed to personal property. And then financial and credit management. It's so important we learn to live within our means and not to abuse credit. Credit is not income. It's a convenience for cash. And we want you to understand that and to embrace that. And so start working on your credit, looking at credit differently. Good credit score is 720 to 799. Great credit is 800 to 850. We want everyone to have great credit. And why? Because the better your credit, the lower the interest rate. It's that simple, folks. The better your credit, the lower the interest rate. Not only that, the better your credit, the more money you can get for free. And I'm going to be talking about that here if we have the time, how you can get money for a down payment for free and not have to ever pay it back just by having good credit. And then lastly, creating wealth. We must save money to buy real estate and other assets that appreciate in value. You buy and hold, or you buy and sell to buy again. You just keep building that portfolio of real estate until the day you die, folks, and you leave it to your children and your children's children, and you change your history. You change your generation. You change the lives of generations to come, all because of the commitment you made to financial independence and to building wealth. So I hope that you'll take advantage of these opportunities. Go to our website, take the pledge we have. It all begins with a change in mindset. You know, it really does. You're dealing with challenges right now. It's because you haven't made up your mind about change. You haven't been convicted that you need to change. And so take the pledge. Join the Power Is Now Wealth Initiative. Take the pledge. 10 pledges. That's what they are. 10-point wealth building pledge. It's nothing fancy. It's actually very simple. But if you really pledge to do each of those 10 things and you're convicted by it and you actually do it, I promise you will see change. And so you'll find that there on the 10-point wealth building pledge. Now, real quickly here, I want to talk about the state of housing. One of the major drivers of housing or of wealth is owning a home. And there was a study done by Brandeis University. They did a survey in 2009 and looked at the median wealth of families. They saw that Black families had a median wealth of $5,600, Latinos $6,300, and white families $113,000. Now, what's interesting about this is that as a community, the African-American community has a purchasing power the goods and services we produce as a community of about 1.3 trillion. Latinos at the time of the study had a purchasing power of 1.5 trillion. So when you look at the purchasing power we have, you have to ask, why is our median wealth so low? It gets worse when you look at the fact that, you know, our purchasing power is equal to that of a third world country. For African Americans, we equal our purchasing power. Our GDP is equal to Russia. And for Latinos at the time of this study, it was equal to that of Canada. And so you're talking about the 10th country as African Americans. We represent country number 13, right? Russia, Latinos, country number 10, Canada in terms of our GDP. And so it just makes me wonder, really, what's going on with our money? You know, not owning a home, what is our excuse for not owning a home? Is it because we don't have the money? Clearly, that is not the case. It is not the case we don't have the money. A recent study just came out by the Latino Donor Coalition about the Latino community, and it is estimated that their GDP is now $2.1 trillion. And so this is the most current GDP report, where so now they're number 7, equal to that of Brazil. And these countries here represent the top 15 or 16 economies in the world. And you're looking at, you know, Australia at 1.3, that would be African Americans. Brazil 2.1, that would be Latinos. So we have the money, folks. We have the money to buy a home. The challenge for us is that we don't know how to buy a home. We don't know what's available. There's no community outreach. There's no outreach within the real estate community. There's no outreach within the banking community to talk about programs that are uniquely designed for African Americans and Latinos. And when I say uniquely designed, I mean in terms of providing some flexibility, an area of income documentation, and not just Latinos, Asian community as well. And in fact, many people, when I talk about low to moderate income, that really covers everybody. They need some type of help or assistance when it comes to credit, the management of credit, and when it comes to income documentation, and when it comes to the amount of debt that one carries. The reality is that if we don't do something, we're going to find ourselves in big trouble. We don't have assets. And then for those of us who got caught up in that great financial crisis between 2007 and 2009, I mean, many have not been able to recover from that. They've never been able to get their incomes back to where they were. They've never been able to save the money that they spent all their savings trying to survive the crisis. And so it may be too late for many people who got caught up in the great financial crisis. In 1994, the homeownership rate between blacks and Hispanics was 40 and 42% respectively. Through that period of increase in 2004, when the market was just crazy because of these, because of programs that didn't require income documentation, programs that didn't really ensure that a person could afford to make the payments. A whole economy was built around that fraud, caused property values to go up, and enabled people to buy that really couldn't afford to buy, particularly in the African-American Latino community. As a result, our homeownership rate got as high as 50%. And then in 2008, the crash, and from 2008 to 2014, they lost all of the wealth that we gained. And I believe for the Latino community, it was 53% of the wealth. The African-American community, about 26% of our wealth. It was pretty devastating. And now we're just kind of we're back to where we started. And so we've learned a lot through the crisis. And number one, saving money. Number two, living on a budget. Number three, having an emergency fund. These are some of the basic things we learned through the crisis. And that crisis, I tell you, is still affecting us today. In addition to that, we learned to stop financing vehicles. During the great financial crisis, there were a record number of repossessed vehicles. People went out and bought cars and financed cars, more car than they could truly afford. And so we've learned now to stop financing vehicles. If you got to finance a car, it should be 12 months or less. And one person told me, if I had a 12-month financing, I couldn't afford the payment. No, you can't afford the car. That's the reality. You need to buy a cheaper car, something that you can pay cash for or you can pay off in 12 months. We've also learned to get debt-free. Stop, you know, buying things and borrowing and just start saving and paying cash. And, of course, buying real property before we buy any expensive personal property. Makes no sense to have a car that's almost half or a third of your house payment or your rent, and you don't own a home. And that's the case with a lot of people. And so here's where we stand right now in the state of housing. The homeownership rate for the United States overall is 63%, 63.5. The rate for the Caucasian community is 72, Asians 56, Hispanics 46, and the African Americans 41. You know, as an African American, I want to do something about it. I want to help my community. That's why we do the seminars we do. That's why I'm working in churches all across the state. That's why we do this online seminar. That's why we work through Black organizations, 100 Black Men, the NAACP, the Urban League. I mean, every Black organization I can become a member of, I am a part of, the National Association of Real Estate Brokers. And we're trying to just get the word out to our community to make a difference. So that's what I want to do in my community. But I'm not discriminating. I'm helping everybody. And so I'm a member of the Asian Real Estate Association, a member of the National Association of Hispanic Real Estate Professionals. I'm a member of CAR and NAR. I participate in all groups and trying to share this information and to make a difference, because I believe knowledge is power. The only group that has a lower homeownership rate than African Americans are millennials, and they're at 34.7%. The number is starting to improve because they're getting the message. It doesn't make sense. You know, you make $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 a year, and you're paying $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 in rent. You know, you're smarter than that. And they're realizing that. They're trying to break away from their social media and their Facebook accounts, and they're traveling all over the world. And the value proposition that traveling and those experiences bring them are starting to diminish as they realize the harsh reality of growing up and being an adult and locking in your housing expense before you end up paying, you know, even more money in rent, and you know that at some point your income is going to start to decline. That is going to happen. And so why trap yourself in that situation where now you can't even buy anything because you're completely priced out? You waited too late. And that's the case with a lot of people. Waiting too late. I have buyers that I worked with 3 years ago. They can't buy anything in the area they wanted to buy now. They're completely priced out. They're having to move further east to find something affordable, which means further away from their job, which means more gas, more time on the road. I tell you, procrastination is of the devil. People are robbing themselves of the opportunity to buy a home because they are procrastinating and they're just sitting there watching interest rates go up, watching prices going up, and not taking immediate action right now. And let me tell you something. If homeownership continues to be the primary vehicle in which we build wealth, then minorities, particularly, are on a path to absolute destruction. Economic crisis, I'm telling you, is going to happen. It's time to take action now. And so what we learned in that study by Brandeis University, the reason why the wealth gap was so high between whites and Latinos and African Americans is because of home ownership. Wealth is the difference when it comes to a job loss, when it comes to medical issues. If you don't have money, whether it be in equity or cash, you're in trouble. And so how do you get money? You can try to save your way to having money, but most people, you know, aren't terrible with savings. The savings rate for Americans in general is very, very low. The best way to accumulate wealth is to control an asset that will appreciate over time. And that's what the rich do. There's another study real quick, and it determined the average household wealth in 1983 for the Black and Latino community to be $67,000 and $58,000 respectively. The white community was $355,000. And then here we go, 30 years later, 2013, the Black community, their wealth grew from $67,000 to $85,000, Latinos $58,000 to $98,000, Caucasians $355,000 to $656,000. And so the gap went from about $250,000 to $500,000. Now, get this. This study is predicting that if these communities, African-Americans, Latinos, minorities, do not do anything different, if they just continue the status quo, sitting by and just watching everything go up and not taking action, this is what's going to happen. They're estimating that the median wealth For Caucasians would be 1.2, for African Americans would be 107, and for Latinos it's going to be 165,000. The gap, the wealth gap, is going to be $1 million, folks. $1 million. Isn't that unbelievable? $1 million wealth gap. Think about what that means. And I mean, in terms of practical daily living, we're moving rapidly to a time in which there will be no middle class. You will either be rich or you will be poor. You will either be a homeowner or you will be, I'm not sure, even a renter, because only the rich will be able to afford the rents. I mean, there's a correlation between housing prices and rents. And what's happening is as the housing prices are going up, so are rents. And folks, it is, it's really something else. And I'm going to share some data with you. I hope you hang in there with me. But I wanted you to hear this information because you need to know why. You know, you need to have a strong why, because you could be like most people. They come to the seminars, they hear the information, and then they go on and they leave and they don't do anything. You know why they don't do anything? Because they're not convicted. They don't really have a strong why they need to do something, right? Well, I just gave you your why. You need to buy a house or you ultimately may be homeless. You need to buy a house or you will one day find it very difficult to even pay rent. And you realize that there's no such thing as paying rent. You don't pay rent. Rent, by definition, is income received by a property owner. What you're paying as a mortgage is just not your own. And I don't know how many people would really be happy about paying someone else's mortgage. No one intentionally wants to pay another person's mortgage. They want to pay their own mortgage. They want to pay off their own mortgage and build equity over time, both through appreciation and through the principal reduction. That's what they want to do. Well, folks, I'm so glad that there are programs available, because as we've just seen here, the minorities and, you know, people of color and low to moderate income people, the reason why they don't have wealth is because they don't own a home. And the reason why they don't own a home is because they don't have money. They have the ability. They're paying the rent. They have the ability to pay the mortgage, to pay the rent. They're striking that $2,000, $2,500, $1,800, $3,000 rent payment every single month, not missing a beat. They have good jobs. They have good jobs and making good money. They have stability, but they're renting. And well, so folks, tonight I want to talk about the VA loan program, because this is probably one of the best loan programs in the marketplace today. I love the VA loan. It's a reward for people who have served our country. The original Servicemen Readjustment Act that passed by the United States Congress in 1944 and extended a wide variety of benefits to eligible veterans. And I'm going to show you tonight, if you are a veteran, how to be eligible, or if you're eligible to participate under this program. And so one thing I want you to understand is the VA is not actually a loan. The Veterans Administration doesn't make loans, but they insure loans. They guarantee loans. And why not guarantee a soldier, man or woman or otherwise, guarantee that they're going to make that payment, guarantee that they're going to handle that mortgage and stand behind them so that a lender will allow them to finance 100% of the purchase price. I have tremendous respect for the men and women who serve in the military, and God bless our military, all branches of it. The total veteran population in 2014 was about 22 million. 5 million of the 22 million were minority veterans. Can you believe that? Minorities. I almost went into the military. I chickened out at the last minute. Now, all minority groups have a steady increase in the military from 2014. They're going to be the fastest growing group within the military from now to about 2043. They're expecting a growth rate of 7.4%. The total veteran population is projected to decrease from 22 million to 14.5 million in 2043, a drop of about 7.5 million veterans, or 33%. Of the total veteran population for almost 30 years. And so a lot of the military is getting smaller, and a lot of the a lot of that is being driven by technology. We are the greatest country in the world, fierce fighting forces and technology. I am not worried about this country. I am worried about going to war. But if we have to go, go USA, we are ready to do battle. And so the Army, though, is decreasing because I believe of technology. And so just like technology has had an impact on jobs and the non-veteran sector in the civil sector, technology has eliminated jobs and continues to eliminate jobs. And in fact, the only way to keep a job, you have to keep learning and improving your skills and learning how to use computers and learning how to program and learning. And just really, you have to stay on top of it or you may be out of a job. So it's affecting everyone, both civilians and military. Now, according to the data from the 2014 Veterans Population Projection Model, 5 million veterans in the United States are minorities, and minorities represent about 22% of the total veteran population. And get this, almost 50% of the minorities in the military, and I didn't know this, were African Americans. Can you believe that? And so this underscores what I've been talking about here so far, that minorities and Latinos, they don't own homes. And it's not just in the civilian sector, but it's also even in the military. You're going to be blown away by this stat. Let me go here, too. So of the almost 22 million veterans in the military, there's less than 2.5 million home loans in servicing. And so there's a huge opportunity out there. If you are a real estate professional or a mortgage professional, to truly reach out to our veterans and to help them. I spoke to a veteran earlier today, and we had a great conversation. I can't wait to get started with this loan and help him to achieve the American dream. And the fact that he had never taken advantage of it, it's amazing to me. It's also very sad that he is not alone. There are many veterans who have yet to take advantage, 10, 20 years in the military, have yet to take advantage of the VA home loan program. So there's a huge opportunity, folks, a huge opportunity. Take advantage. You know, with all the changes that are happening in the government right now, God forbid if they even think about taking away the VA home loan. But I would not put anything past our government in terms of change and trying to save money and what have you. So take advantage of this program. 2.5 million loans in servicing out of 21.6 military men and women. That is just unbelievable. Now, in addition to this, what's really kind of really bad about this is that veterans do very well compared to non-veterans. Here's a status of the median household income of women. As of 2014, a female between 35 and 54, that's a veteran making $78,000 versus a non-veteran making $71,000. So veterans make more money than civilians. So it's not an issue that because they're serving in the military, they don't make enough money to qualify to buy a home. Not true, folks. People who serve in the military do very well. For men, $81,000 between age 35 and 54 versus $75,000 for men non-veterans. So this is not an issue of income. In addition to that, the loan limits. And so it doesn't really matter where you live. If you're a veteran, you can get a home. There are no loan limits per se set by VA. They follow the Federal Housing Finance Agency limits, and this is for the purposes of determining the VA guarantee. There is a matrix, if you will, put out by the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Let me show it to you real quick here. And typically, the limit for a VA loan follows the one unit limit here, because you can buy what they call conforming limits, ranges from a single family home to a four unit property. So like, for example, in Alameda County, the one unit limit is $636,150. You can buy a four-unit property for $1.2 million. And I'm going to talk about that more in detail about buying a four-unit property as a veteran. So The VA does not set a cap on how much you can borrow to finance your home. You just need to be a qualified veteran with full entitlement. And the entitlement for each veteran is based on $36,000. And so lenders will typically go four times a veteran's entitlement without a down payment. And so it's up to each lender. And one of the great things as a being a broker is I have the flexibility to work with a number of financial institutions that are very accommodating to veterans when it comes to debt ratio, when it comes to FICO score, when it comes even to the loan limit. So a VA home loan can be a purchase, can be a refinance, can be a structure construction loan, can be one single family home or a four unit property. And so it can't be used as an investor loan, cannot be used as an investor loan. You have to occupy the property. And some of the wonderful benefits about it, the first one being no down payment, folks. And so if you've got the job, Mr. Veteran, and you have the ability to make the mortgage payment and you don't have the money, no problem. No problem. No down payment is required. There's no maximum loan amount set by the VA, no maximum income limits. Like most of the down payment assistance programs, they have these kinds of limitations, and it makes it challenging for people to buy a home when they want to take advantage of down payment assistance or some type of government assistance. The VA loan program is one loan program, doesn't have any of these things. No maximum income limits, no maximum loan amounts, less stringent underwriting requirements. There is a program by the state, CalHFA, and they just, November 1st, came out with a VA product. And one of the challenges, though, with that program is the debt ratio. The debt ratio can't be more than 43%. Where, you know, the VA, and there are lenders that will make loans to veterans with ratios in the 60s. I'm talking about 60-65 back-end ratio. I know that's high, but there are some circumstances. It's manual underwriting. And it just shows the kind of commitment that certain lenders have out there to helping veterans. There's no mortgage insurance. It can be a fixed rate or an adjustable rate mortgage, but no mortgage insurance. And I tell you, the most expensive product out of all mortgage products that has mortgage insurance is an FHA loan. And we do a lot of FHA loans. FHA mortgage insurance is very expensive, but thank God for FHA mortgage insurance, because along with that mortgage insurance premium comes higher debt ratios that they'll allow, lower FICO scores. I mean, you can get in. And so, and the program is self-financed by the borrowers. You know, it's not funded by the government at all. It's funded by that mortgage insurance premium. And then look at this, no reserves. Most loan programs, especially conventional programs, do require reserves. 2 months of the principal, interest, taxes, insurance, plus the down payment, plus the closing costs. It can add up very quickly, right? And so no reserves are required on the program. A lender's may charge a flat fee of no more than 1% of the amount financed to cover cost of making the loan. Most of my program lenders that I work with, I'm set up as a lender paid. So I'm paid by the lender. And so there's typically no points, very, very little fees associated with the loan. So it's very easy. And what fees are associated with it can be covered through an interest credit. And with a recent announcement by California Housing Finance Agency, there's grants available for VAs, for veterans on VA loans. And I'll share a little bit about that in just a minute. There's no prepayment penalty. So you can get the loan 1 month, win the lotto the next month, and pay it off. No prepay. And it can be assumed by a creditworthy buyer or veteran or non-veteran. And so, you know, one day, right now, interest rates are very low in the 3% and 4% range. And I tell you, this is coming to an end. This party has ended really a year ago. They just haven't shut it down. The party is over. And so we'll start seeing that the party is over very soon, probably next year, especially, you know, with another increase by the Federal Reserve in the overnight discount rate. So once property values, our interest rates start to rise, these VA home loans and FHA loans that are fully assumable are going to be very, very hot. I mean, you're going to be able to sell your home at a premium because people can assume your VA loan at such low rates. When rates get back up to normal, which is like 6%, 7%, 8%. That's normal. That's normal interest rate. Don't believe me? Google the history of interest rates, and you'll see that what I'm saying is true. What we are experiencing right now is not normal. And then forbearance. The forbearance that is extended to veterans during financial difficulties is unbelievable. If for any reason, if there's no other reason to buy a home, that ought to be it for everybody. Because it's not just for veterans, even on conventional, even on FHA loans, when you get behind on the mortgage because of loss of job or health or what have you, you don't have to worry about a three-day notice being put on your door and the landlord trying to kick you out in 30 or 60 days. They work with you. That's one of the benefits of owning a home. They'll work with you when you have financial difficulties. And many lenders have had to be sued and huge judgments and fines for not working with people during the financial crisis. So the CFPB has done a great job. The Department of Justice has done a great job in bringing lenders in line and making more compassionate and considerate in working with people who run into financial difficulties and that own a home. Another benefit of owning a home. And then instead of mortgage insurance, so there's no mortgage insurance on the program, instead of mortgage insurance, there is the VA funding fee that you have to pay. And you may not have to pay depending on your circumstances. The fee is a percentage of the loan amount, and it can be paid at closing, or it can be financed. It can be covered by a seller credit. That's another thing. A seller can bless his veteran by giving him a credit of up to 6% to cover all of his costs, VA funding fee, title escrow fees, lender fees. A seller can cover all the costs, and we really encourage sellers to do that. And if you think about selling your home, contact us here at DePowers Now. We work with veterans. I know a veteran that would love to buy your home. And I would encourage you, if you just appreciate the great work that they have done for our country, the sacrifices they have made, that you'll consider kicking in a little bit. Heck, you know your home has gone up crazy value. I mean, geez Louise, what's happened to real estate since 2012, but really 2004? I mean, we lost it in 2008 and it came back and then some. And so people are selling their homes and they're making buck. They're making money. So you know that you're going to do very well with selling your home. What is a few thousand dollars to help a veteran with the closing costs and buying a home? A few thousand dollars. So here's an example of the VA funding fee. If you are a veteran active duty and this is your first time and you're putting less than 5% down, the fee can be 2.15%. If you're putting more than 5% down, it can be 1.5%. If you're putting 10% down, it can be 1.25%. And this is veterans active duty. And it's about the same, a little bit more for reservists and National Guards. Now, if you're using it for the second time, it can be a little bit more expensive, 3.3% if you're putting less than 5% or no money down, 1.5%, 5 to 10%, 1.25% for 10% or more. And so it can get a little bit more expensive in the second time around. Now, if you are disabled and through a military-related injury or some type, something like that, or disability, then you're exempt from this fee. And it's great. Surviving spouses of veterans who've died in service are also exempt from this fee. Now, to be eligible for the VA loan, it's based on, number one, being honorably discharged as a veteran. You have to be honorably discharged. So if you've been dishonorable or you have a dishonorable discharge, you're not going to be eligible to participate in the program. You have to have at least 2 years of active duty or on active duty if you're in active duty, 6 years in the reserve or National Guard. If you were a POW held in captivity for 90 days or more, you're eligible. 90 days of wartime duty when called up on orders makes you eligible. 181 days of peacetime duty called up under USC Title 10. And of course, some unmarried surviving spouses. To get started with the VA Home Loan Program, all you need is your certificate of eligibility, VA Form 26-1880, your proof of service, your DD-214. And if you've owned a VA loan, if you had a VA loan in the past, we want to make sure it was paid off. We'll need the closing statement on it, the copy of the HUD-1. If you've ever gone into default on a VA loan, then you're going to need to cure that default so it can be reinstated. And we can obtain your certificate of eligibility as a lender No problem if you don't have it. And so it's pretty easy, folks. It's pretty easy to qualify for a VA home loan. A couple other things I'm going to share with you. The minimum FICO score on a VA home loan with many lenders is around 580, right? Some 620, believe it or not. But there are lenders that don't have a minimum FICO score at all. So if you're not, if you're a veteran and you do not have a FICO score, do not let that stop you. Please apply. There are lenders that can help you. You know, one of the great things I love about being a broker is what I love about my insurance broker. For years, I was with AAA, and I got a couple speeding tickets, and they kept raising the rates on me, and I don't have the time. I'm busy. They'd be calling around, talking to 100 different insurance agencies. I don't. And so that's when I went to an insurance broker, and the broker did the work. They know the business. I can't argue with these insurance agencies and try to fight for the best rate or what have you. The brokers know the business. They're licensed to sell insurance. They know the ins and outs. They know the, you know, they know the guidelines. They know how to work around the situation. And for that reason, I've never gone back to a direct insurer. I always get insurance through brokers because they save me time and money. And folks, if you understand the value of an insurance broker, then why in heck would you ever walk into a bank? It makes no sense. It literally makes no sense. You're cutting yourself off of opportunity and expertise of someone who's going to be your advocate, someone who's going to represent you. I mean, it's like going into a court of law without an attorney. You know you don't know the law. And you're going to go in there and try to defend yourself? That is crazy. And so mortgage brokers are the best kept secret in the world, especially to people who don't own a home. You know, typically the people who use mortgage brokers are people who have money, people who are doing very well. They're high net worth individuals. They're investors. They're movers and shakers. They don't have the time to get on the phone and sit with a banking officer, discuss their loan application and put in all that stuff. They work with brokers and they rely on the expertise of the broker to negotiate the deal for them. And that's what we do here at The Power Is Now. And I'm excited. It's a win every time, folks. It is a win every time for the consumer. We are the best thing that's ever happened to bankers or to the banking industry. And so if you have a low FICO score, don't worry about it. Let the broker worry about it. If you have a limited income and we need to come up with some strategies to get you approved, maybe we need to bring in a co-signer. Maybe you need to partner up with somebody. Don't worry about it. Apply and let us provide you our expertise. You know, when you get sick and you feel something going on with your heart or your stomach, and you know, it's not safe to try to self-diagnose and self-medicate, right? You're typically going to go to urgent care, to a doctor, and let them check you out and write a prescription. And that's essentially what we do as brokers. You know, don't do any self-diagnosis. You want to buy a home, come in and see the financial physician, Eric Frazier. Let me diagnose your situation and write your prescription on exactly what we need to do to make homeownership a reality. Now, here's one of the things that one of the strategies that we are employing right now for all of our borrowers, regardless of VA, FHA, or conventional. We're telling people to partner up. The VA multi-unit strategy, folks, people don't know that both with an FHA loan and a VA loan, you can buy a four-unit building. And one of the wonderful things about buying a four-unit building is that you get to participate in the game, right? You go from being a renter to a homeowner and a landlord at the same time. You know, you're complaining about the landlord raising rents and making money. Now you get to get on his side of the fence, if you will, and raise rents and start making money. So much money that you never have to pay a house payment again, folks. That's real. The demand for rental properties is on the rise, folks. It's not going away anytime soon. I'm telling you, rents are always going to keep rising. They are. Historically, that has simply been the case. Rents may flatten, but they never go down. They always go up. Unlike real estate, you're going to have these peaks and valleys in real estate. That's simply not the case with rents. And so I tell you, you're paying $2,000 a month right now. 5 years from now, that's going to be $3,000, $3,500 a month. Now, I mean, you're going to make that much more in income? I hope you will, but chances are you will not. And so By buying a four-unit apartment building, you're able to participate in the income stream that the rents provide to make your mortgage payment on that property. And why not take advantage as the housing prices have begun to stabilize, and actually not really, they're still rising rapidly. We're seeing, because people are being priced out and now they're forced. I mean, check this out. There is the fastest growing segment, the fastest growing segment in our population as a community are renters. That's why you see apartment buildings going up all over the place, condominiums. And if you see any housing being built, it's not for renters. It's not for low to moderate income. It's for middle to high income. You can't find, I don't care, you name the county. You can't find, if it's in a low to moderate income county like Riverside or San Bernardino County, if there's a new project, a new housing project, I don't care where it is, and if it's in the low to moderate income area, it's starting at $400,000 or $500,000. If it's in a higher income area, it's starting at $700,000, $800,000. There is no affordable housing being built. The only housing that's being built are apartment complexes. Why? Because it is the fastest growing segment in our community. And because it represents an incredible opportunity to build wealth and income for investors. I'm telling you, everybody should be looking at trying to buy units, four-unit buildings, and build wealth, as well as create a stream of income. And so all you got to do is buy a four-unit building and live in one unit and rent out the other four. And so think about this. Because you're going to occupy one of the units, you can use a VA loan. No money down. Unbelievable. So we're talking about, now you say, okay, great, Eric, I can buy a four-unit building. I don't have to put any money down. But a four-unit building in Alameda County is $800,000. A four-unit building in Orange County is $800,000 or $900,000. A four-unit building out here in Riverside is $600,000. I can't qualify. My pre-approval is only for $400,000 or $375,000. How am I going to buy a four-unit building? Well, that's the great news about the four-unit opportunity. We are able to use the income, the rents, on those other three units and add that to your income. It's practically like having three cosigners, except you don't have to live with them, right? And you're using their income. You are living with them because they have the other three units, but you have your own unit as well. So it's your building. You're the owner and the landlord. And so we take the rents from those other three income, the other three units, add it to your income, and that helps you qualify. Now, of course, there's a little bit more detail there. There's a vacancy factor, so you don't get the full credit of the rents, right, to help you qualify, because the underwriters and lenders want to think that you're not going to keep them rented 12 months out of the year. And reality is, you are going to keep them rented 12 months out of the year. The vacancy factor for apartments and homes is the lowest it has ever been in 20 years. In some areas, it's less than 3%. In other areas, it's 7%. There are no vacancies, folks. And so, but we have to use a 25% vacancy factor. Now, if the property you're purchasing, a four-unit building, doesn't have any tenants, it's vacant, then you'll get the credit for the market rents, because you'll be able to rent those out at the highest possible rents. And so I have a client, I have to do this. Her name is Ina Ferdinand. I did a radio show about her. I talk about her all the time. She's a single African-American woman with four kids. She bought a four-unit apartment building in Richmond, California for $800,000. She pulled the money out of her 401k, and she did an FHA, by the way. So she had to come up with 3.5% down. On $800,000, that's about $28,000. She borrowed it from her 401k. Now, Ina had great credit, still has even better credit now that she has this big mortgage and no debt, and she's just taking care of business. Go, Ina. You go, girl. Now, her FICO score was in the 700s, and so the credit, because of her good credit, her interest rate on a four-unit purchase was around 3.75%, but she chose to pay about 4.25% in order to give herself an interest credit. She essentially extended herself a loan to cover her closing costs. It represented about $100 a month increase in her payment, but she picked up enough money to cover all of her closing costs. And so she was able to buy this house, this four-unit building, with only 28 grand and no money, no additional money. Now, of course, there were some upfront costs like the appraisal and inspections. She had those kinds of fees. But I'm talking about, folks, to buy a four-unit building right now, if I wanted to buy a four-unit building, I would have to come up with 25%. That would have cost me 200 grand. And you own a home already. She could have only done this as a first-time home buyer. And what is a first-time home buyer? A person who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. It's not a person who has never owned a home. It's a person who has not owned a home in the last 3 years. So she's a first-time home buyer, and she was going to live in the property. And so she was able to take advantage of FHA, 3.5% down, to buy a four-unit building. Now, by the way, her rents now on those other three units are $2,200 a piece. That's $6,600. We did a streamlined refinance for her to drop her interest rate back below the 4% range, and her payment went down to $5,400, principal, interest, taxes, insurance. So she has a cash flow of about $1,200 a month. Knock out water and trash. She's netting somewhere between $800 to $1,000 a month, folks. She doesn't make a mortgage payment anymore. She's banking a grand a month, and she's raising her rents. This property, she paid $800,000. It's been over a year now and is worth almost $900,000, over $900,000 now. She's never going to sell the property. We're already talking about her buying another four-unit property at somewhat of a distance away in another area, running this play again and building wealth. Folks, I have a program called Home Secure, and now that same scenario I just painted for you on an FHA loan, 3.5%, there's a program that will give you the down payment. Now, why FHA? Because FHA will allow higher debt ratios up to 56.9. They'll allow lower FICO scores up to 620. VA doesn't require any money down. And so that's the benefit of being a veteran. No money down. You can buy a four-unit building. Now, maybe if you want to put some money down because you want to lower the payment, that kind of thing, by all means, do it if you have it. But you don't have to do it. You can get in with no money down and become a homeowner. Folks, I tell you, I get excited in talking about this stuff because it's real. You know, it's real. This is real. This is not theory, folks. I'm in this game. I'm every day I'm waking up dealing with a loan and a client. What I'm sharing with you is not theory. These are not scenarios. This is the real situation. You want to talk to Ina Ferdinand? Call me up. I'll give you her number. She's already given me the authorization to talk to anybody that wants to talk to her. This is real, folks. And you know what? The opportunity, though, may not be here forever. Interest rates will rise. Property values will rise. And you think about what it takes to buy a home. I mean, look at the benefit the veterans have. You know, no money down. FHA requires 3.5% down unless you qualify for a grant. And if you're going to buy a 2, 3, or 4 unit, it's 15 to 25% down. The VA loan, man, I tell you, I know some veterans, they ought to come together. If you don't make enough money, why not four veterans get together? You can share the mortgage expense, right? And now you all are homeowners. Or each one of you, if you don't make enough money to qualify to buy a single family home, but you don't want to be a landlord, four of you get together and buy a four-unit building, share the expense for the closing costs, or we get a seller credit, or use FHA, or VA, or USDA. Folks, if you want to buy a home, if you really want to buy a home, the first thing you need to do is make up your mind that you want to buy a home, because that's what's stopping you. It's not the products. It's not the program. It's not the people who are willing and able to help you. It's you. You make up your mind that you want to buy. And when you make up your mind, be amazed how things will start happening and that opportunities will start coming and help is on the way when you make up your mind to buy a home. So I want to share a couple of things with you here before we close up here because I'm way past time. I did a presentation on Saturday. I was in Northern California. Kudos to Charlene Neely and Church of All Faiths. They got close to 100 people there, folks. Close to 100 people in this church listening to little old me talk about buying a home. And by the time I got back to my hotel, folks, we had over 8 applications online already, and it's continuing to grow. There is a hunger and a thirst for this information. And if you are a pastor listening to me right now, please get in hold of me. I want to come to your church. I want to work alongside you and helping you to address this need. People need to own their own home. The average church I go to, less than 50% of the members own a home. In some cases, it's not even 20%. In some cases, there's nobody that owns a home. Whole church communities renting, and no one's addressing the issue. And it makes no sense. You know, in the African-American community, there are two places that we go to get information. It is the barbershop and the beauty shop, the church. And the beauty shop. So those are the places we go. Barbershop, beauty shop, and the church. These are the two institutions in which we get information. It's where you go to know things and to find out who's who and what's what, right? I know it's funny, but it's the truth. And so I hope to do a series of seminars at barbershops throughout the state of California. We're going to be launching them here in Southern California. And while people are getting their hair done, and their nails did, as they say, I'm going to be standing in the center of the barbershop sharing information about homeownership. Same thing like I'm doing in churches, going to churches, talking to the pastors, talking to their members, and helping them get this information. And why am I doing this? Because there is a crisis, folks. It's happening right now. This is so important. Look at what's happening. In Contra Costa County, the median sales price as of October of last month was $560,000. If you had the ability to buy a home in 2012, you could have bought a house in Contra Costa County for about $250,000. Do you see that? So in 5 years, it's gone from Contra Costa, I take that back here. That's for the entire MLS. In Contra Costa, that's the red line. In Contra Costa, you could have bought a house in 2012 for $200,000. Last month, the median price was $560,000. So it's literally costing you $360,000 because you waited over the last 5 years trying to figure out how to buy a home instead of getting the help you need. Richmond, California, the median sales price in October was $445,000. You could have bought a house 5 years ago in Richmond for a median price of $100,000, folks. By the way, median means you take out the high and the low. So it represents, you know, what is a real value. So $100,000 in 2012, these same houses in Richmond, $445,000. Now, for those of you who live in Oakland and that in Northern California, you know, Richmond, many areas of the Richmond is the hood. The hood is not the hood anymore. And same thing with Oakland. Oakland, many areas where there was the hood in Oakland, very tough, rough areas, it's not that anymore. Gentrification is real, folks. It's pumping up property values, and it's becoming, people are moving out because they can't afford to live there anymore. Old people who've been there forever are selling because they can't resist the cash. They bought that house for $100,000 or $50,000 or $25,000, and someone's willing to pay them $500,000 for it. I would take the money. And so things are changing. Look at Tracy. The median price in Tracy, California, Cow Country of America, $535,000. You could have bought a house in Tracy for that's just unbelievable. $124,000. Can you believe that? And just in 5 years, $125,000. So anyone buying a house right now in Tracy, and you have the ability to buy in 2012, is costing you $400,000. You know, here's the good news. 5 years from now, maybe 7 years from now, I'm going to be doing Facebook Live for the rest of my life. So we'll see you all in about 5 to 7 years. And I'm going to pull up the same slide. And I'm going to say the median sales price right now in Tracy, California is $1 million. In 2017, you could have bought a house for $535,000. Man, oh man, it's costing you $500,000 because you waited 5 to 7 years to buy a home. Folks, that's real. If you honestly think property values are going to start going down, you're mistaken. It's not the same. We don't have the same type of economy we had in 2008. We don't have the same factors that were going on in 2008. It's just not the same. Will there be a correction? Of course, there'll be a correction. There's always corrections. Yes, there'll be an adjustment. You know, there's always going to be adjustments in the market, but nothing like we had in 2008, folks. Look at Alameda County, $770,000. That's the median sales price. You could have bought a house in 2012 in Alameda County for about $250,000. Actually, that's about $325,000. That's in the entire MLS. I'm looking at the red line here. About $325,000. That's the magic number. $325,000 was the median sales price in 2012. Today, October, this is a report from October from the CRMLS, $770,000. That means you're paying another $450,000 more because you didn't buy a house in 2012. Have I made my point? Let me give you some reasons why this is happening. First of all, homes are just, it's just not enough inventory. And so as long as we have this imbalance of inventory, we're going to see property values continue to rise. Are they going to always be rising at 10% a year? No. They're going to drop to 7 or 5 or 3. What's normal appreciation in real estate is 3 to 5%. But we've been seeing double-digit appreciation for a long time. And this is an issue because this is an issue because there's low inventory. And when there's low inventory, there's bidding for properties and multiple offers. And there's just high demand. And when there's high demand, prices go up. When there's low demand, prices go down. Here's a classic example of what I'm talking about. In 2017, the average property is being sold 105% above list price. In 2012, it was being sold at just about 95, 96% of list price. People couldn't get what they wanted to get because there was more inventory. There was more houses on the market than were buyers out there willing to buy. And so what's happening right now? And in the market right now in Northern California, Alameda County, there's only 1.4 months of supply. What that means is that in every 1.4 months, anything that's available for sale has been sold, and a whole new set of inventory of houses have come in. 1.4 months of supply. Now, in 2012, there was almost 34 months of supply, almost 3 years of supply in January of 2012. There was so much supply, people were practically giving away the houses. They were throwing in their cars. They were carrying financing, doing whatever it took to get it sold. Those days are long gone. You see how steep that curve is? It's going to be a while before we get back there. And the reason why is because there's not enough inventory. It's only taken 12 days for properties to sell. That's the average days on market in Northern California. 12 days right now to sell as of October, 12 days on the market, and that property is gone. In 2012, 5 years ago, the property would be on the market for almost a year on the market, 300 days, 325 days on the market before that property was sold. What a huge difference, 300 days versus 12 days today. In October, only 84 new listings came on the market. And this is, we're talking about Northern California. And I'm sharing the Northern California numbers because I just came back there from Saturday. 84 new listings in October. It's always been less than 100. Not enough properties are even coming on the market to be sold. 84 new listings in October. And in January 2012, what was it, about 24,000 listings on the market? 24,000. Can you believe that? Unbelievable. And then a total of 101 active listings in October compared to, what is that, 80,000 total listings on the market in January 2012 versus 101 active listings in October. Folks, this is why the values are just going to continue to rise. Now, I've just given you my set of my second set of whys. All right, my first set of whys was the homeownership rate, and now and building wealth, and this is why you need to buy. And the other reason why is because if you do not get into a house, you're going to be permanently locked out. Not everybody can afford a $700,000 house. You know it. And so let that continue to climb. And we're just going to be a member of a permanent class of renters. But folks, that's the program tonight. A VA loan. Man, what a great program. If you're a veteran tonight, and if you're at all convicted by what I'm saying, please reach out to me. And I'll be happy to answer your questions. We're way past time tonight. If you would like to reach me directly, you can call me at 800-401-8994, extension 703, or my cell phone number. Put my cell phone number in there, Lauren, 714-475-8629. That's my direct cell. I'm happy to meet with you, to talk with you about your needs, your situation. You can also go to my website, thepowersnow.com, and at the bottom of my website, you'll see a calendar. I have a calendar. I have a special section in my calendar just to do mortgage consultations. And so you'll see that in the list of different types of appointments you can make with me. Go to thepowersnow.com, find the calendar, find mortgage consultation, and pick a slot, and that's get together. I do my meetings by video, so we can talk via video, just like I'm talking with you right now, or by telephone. I have an iPhone. We can do FaceTime and get together. I do business all over the state of California, and soon to be, in a few more days, we're coming to Michigan and then to Texas and expanding nationwide. Folks, the power is now. You are empowered right now. I've given you the information. You know what's going on. You know about the programs. If you are a veteran, buy a house. You've earned it, man. You've earned it. Buy a house right now. If you are not a veteran and you are a first-time home buyer, you've just been sitting around just thinking, procrastinating. You've been putting everything else in front of this. You've not been paying any attention whatsoever. Can you see what it's costing you? It's not costing you a few hundred dollars. It's not costing you a few thousand dollars. It's not costing you a few tens and twenties thousand. It's costing you hundreds of thousands of dollars, a cost you literally cannot afford. Now, I want to encourage those of you who have been hanging in there with me. I appreciate you all joining me tonight. If you have any questions you would like me to answer, please write them in the chat room on Facebook, and I promise you I will respond to your questions. And, of course, you can always call me directly, or you can drop me an email and answer your questions. But thank you so much for taking time. Please let others know about this show every Tuesday night. It's at 7:30 right now, but we're going to move it up to 7 o'clock. And it'll be go from 7 to 7:30 or 7 to 8:30. And so we won't be as late. And here we're up against 9 o'clock tonight. So let others know about the program every Tuesday night. And then if you're a real estate professional, we are live at 12:30 for you. And we're just talking about industry-related stuff. And we're going to be having a special marketing session. We're going to be promoting listings. And so if you're a listing agent and you're listening right now, please come on our program and share information about your listing. We have buyers who want to buy in your community. And if you are interested in working with us, please go to thepowersnow.com under careers. You'll see we have a special event coming up online, which we're going to be talking about the wonderful opportunity here to work with us and to help people achieve the American dream. I salute my veterans, our warriors out there, our soldiers who put their lives at risk every single day. You know, I was going through TSA coming back from Oakland, and I have the pre-check thing. I went through the whole process, and so I get the, I can't remember the name of it, the pre-check. I'm able to go through the fast line, right? And I got randomly selected to search my laptop and my cell phone. And so they pulled me over. You know, I thought about that. From the TSA to the Army to the Air Force to all the men and women who are just working incredibly hard to protect us, that we can enjoy the freedoms we enjoy in this country. Folks, it's serious business, and we ought to give these individuals, these people, our full and a full respect for what they do, and our admiration and our appreciation. And, you know, one of these days I'm going to buy one of those big, tall flagpoles. I don't think I can. And they may not let me. I live in a gated community with CCNRs. They probably won't let me buy a flag because everybody's so liberal today and put up an American flag. But I tell you, we should be all waving the American flag and celebrating the men and women who serve our country, who protect our freedoms, and who continue to put their lives in harm's way to make us safe. And so thank you. I thank God for the VA program because of its flexibility, its low interest rates, to enabling veterans to benefit from their service and to buy a home with no money down. And so if you're a veteran and you're listening to me right now, please reach out to me. I want to support you. It is an honor for me, a serious honor for me to serve you and helping you to become a homeowner. Thank you all for joining me tonight. Please put your questions in the chat room. Drop me an email to eric.frazier@thepowersnow.com. If you would like this PowerPoint presentation, it'll be available on the website. Under mortgage services, you'll see PowerPoint presentation. Please listen to us on Blog Talk Radio. Read our magazine, The Powers Now Magazine. Watch us live on The Powers Now TV and also on Facebook. And just continue to plug in. We appreciate your support. Remember, we are at our best and we maximize our success when we act now. Why? Because the power is now. Have a great evening. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to The Power Is Now Radio. For more information about the show, check us out at thepowerisnow.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.